This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, the U.S. Surgeon General is declaring gun violence a public health crisis. Dr. Vivek Murthy's advisory comes as the nation wrestles with a fast-growing number of injuries and deaths involving guns. More rain is possible today in parts of the Midwest, where days of heavy rain and flooding have already led to two deaths. There could be fierce storms today in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is expected to be a free man soon. The AP's Haya Panjwani.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will resolve a long-running legal saga over the publication of a trove of classified documents. Assange is scheduled to appear in the U.S. federal court in the Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Western Pacific, to plead guilty to an Espionage Act charge. Prosecutors have agreed to a sentence of the 5 years Assange has already spent in a high-security British prison while fighting to avoid extradition to the U.S. to face charges.
A new ruling this morning on Israel's military draft laws.
Israel's Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for military service, a decision that could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition as Israel continues to wage war in Gaza. The court ruled that in the absence of a law that distinguishes between Jewish seminary students and other draftees, Israel's compulsory military service system applies to the ultra-Orthodox like any other citizen. Under long-standing arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men and women. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Hockey's Stanley Cup champions are the Panthers. This is AP News. The State Department is teaming up with YouTube. Why? The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
The U.S. State Department and YouTube are joining together to use music as a platform for diplomacy. In the 1950s, the State Department sent jazz musicians like Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie overseas to promote U.S. culture. Now, there's the internet. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced an initiative with YouTube for a program to promote peace and democracy with U.S. global music ambassadors. One of them is singer Lainey Wilson, who says music is the universal language, which was good for her when she was on tour in Germany.
My sister called from back home in Louisiana, and she said, "Can they even understand a word that you're saying over there?" I said, "Well, shoot, they can't even understand me at home."
Other ambassadors include Chuck D, Breland, Kane Brown, Herbie Hancock, Denise Graves, Jelly Roll, and Teddy Swims. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The Dow gained 260 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.